Hey, Rosie, grab a hold here, will you? Help me hold this, will you?
Yes, but what is it?
This here, this is the entire CBS radio network.
I'm impressed.
Grab a hold now.
I won't get shocked, will I?
Never, never on CBS. Say, it was right nice of Gary Moore and Durwood Kirby to turn this tremendous network over to us, wasn't it?
Oh, those boys go. They do things in a grand manner.
Fine chaps, indeed.
The best. Say, who sings first?
Now, you take it now, Rosie.
Okay, hang on to the network now.
Got it, got it.
Something wonderful happens in summer when the sky is a heavenly blue. You fall in love, you fall in love with someone who loves you too. Something wonderful happens in summer when the moon makes you feel all aglow. You fall in love, you fall in love. You want the whole world to know. You carve initials on a tree. You kiss and exchange a ring. June and July go by. Your heart sings ting-a-ling-a-ling, a-ling. Something wonderful happens in summer, and it happens to only a few. But when it does, but when it does, you'll feel wonderful. It happens to you.
Now we've got a couple of songwriters here on behalf of U.S. Steel.
Oh, Paul Winchell and Jerry Mahoney. Hey, what are you doing, Winch?
Huh? Oh, I'm writing a new song, Jerry, for soft drinks and cans.
Oh, well, how about drink to me only with soft drinks in cans and...
Now, cut the clowning, Jerry. We need a song about how great those lightweight, quick-chilling canned soft drinks are, especially with summertime activities.
Summer activities? After the ball game is over, canned soft drinks look sweet upon the seat of a bicycle built for two.
Oh, now, well, that doesn't even make sense.
No, but soft drinks and cans do. No deposit, no returns in the good old summertime.
Look, you're just stringing a lot of old songs together.
Well, that's okay, Winch. We can call the show String Along with Jerry. East side, west side, soft drinks come in cans.
That's more like it.
No deposit and no returns. There'll be a hot time in the old town tonight.
Jerry.
A cold time?
Every little breeze is sighing of love and dying at sundown. Every little bird is resting feather nesting at sundown. Each little rosebud is sleeping while shadows are creeping. In a little cottage cozy, the world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile will greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home. cottage cozy, world seems rosy at sundown. Where a loving smile greet me and always meet me at sundown. I seem to sigh, I'm in heaven. When night is falling, love is calling me home.
Rosemary, are you aware, have you ever heard the expression, any town is Paris when you're young?
I guess that makes sense.
Well, you know, John Scott Trotter and Tom Adair have come up with a song of that title.
Good. Any town is Paris when you're young, huh?
Yeah, just stand still here a minute. I'll show you how it goes.
You'd better. Say, what about the other Paris songs?
Let's do them all, huh? Let's escape.
Any town is Paris when you're young. In every sky, a dreamer's moon is hung. Every love's the one love that you swear you'll never leave. And the gypsy spell of spring is yours to weave.
All the world is magic when you're young. Every song's the sweetest ever sung.
Every street's a lover's lane, where wishing stars are strung. Yes, any town is Paris when you're young. Paris in the spring, it's grand, it's new. Love is in the air, it's me, it's you. Every beating heart becomes a part of Paris in the spring.
I never knew the charm of spring. Never met it face to face. I never knew my heart could sing. Never missed a warm embrace.
The last time I saw Paris, her heart was warm and gay. No matter how they change her, I'll remember her that way. April in Paris.
Friends, usually I'm 100% in favor of scientific advances. But right now, I must take sharp exception with the eggheads who have come up with a scheme to cleanse oyster beds with ultraviolet rays.
What's the matter, Bing? You're against clean oyster beds?
I say let the oyster beds alone.
They made their bed, let them lie in it, huh?
Now, I'm dead serious, Rosie. I warn these violet ray plotters to abandon this project immediately.
Bing, I've never seen you so incensed. How come you're so ultra-violent against ultraviolet rays?
Well, because in my opinion, Rosie, this project could cause another French Revolution, that's why.
You mean the tumbrils are rolling in the Place de la Concorde?
Liberty, equality, fraternity.
Right,
oyster revolt, huh? But why?
Why? Why, because the French simply are not going to abide these scientifically cleansed oysters.
The French like dirty oysters?
They like them as they are.
Oh, do they plan to clean oyster beds in France with the ultraviolet rays?
They're doing it in England, Rosie, don't you see? It'll spread to France, and when it does, trouble, revolt.
You really think so, huh?
I can see the oyster stalls being wrecked right now. Pulling
shucks,
down about...
Bing, you
Ken, now this is serious.
But, Bing, why should scientifically cleansed oyster beds and cleaner oysters mean trouble?
You don't see, huh?
No.
Well, this new gimmick will take pleasure out of oyster eating in France. England, too, as far as that goes.
Well, look, I'm still in the dark. How so?
But you see, no wine. Wine will no longer be necessary with oysters.
Wine is necessary with oysters?
It is de rigueur in Europe.
Just like ketchup is here.
Wine with seafood is a must in Europe. With oysters, always. Always a little white wine to ward off typhus or any other germ that might be lurking in the
beef.
You're absolutely right, Bing. A Frenchman simply will not swallow an oyster without a sip of wine.
He's not going to take a chance on catching something.
Well, then the wine is really a preventative, huh?
Of course.
It kills the germs, if any are present.
Knocks them dead. You ask any Frenchman.
So that's why you're so violently opposed to the ultraviolet ray way of getting rid of the germs.
Certainly. The wine way. That's the best way. Ultraviolet rays mean the end of risk in oyster eating. And the end of risk, well, just cancels the need for wine.
So you see, a risk-free oyster is just no fun.
But you see, there's no adventure, no element of danger, no sport.
And no danger, no wine.
I make a motion that the ultraviolet ray machine may be tossed into the ocean and forgotten.
I second the motion.
Motion carried.
Then it's hooray for the oyster that has not been scientifically treated.
I say three cheers for the oyster that just might lay you low.
Hurrah for the element of danger.
Hurrah for the little glass of wine, too.
That's the whole idea, isn't it?
Naturalement. On the level, let's watch it now. Let's not get carried away with these scientific advances. Let's be careful. Unless we have an oyster revolt, let's not reduce oyster eating to the prosaic level of, say, eating oatmeal or...
Never.
No, never.
Let's not allow decontamination to contaminate the good way of life.
And now a song which has not been treated with ultraviolet rays.
Would you pass the wine again, please? Some of that dry Moselle,
ooh,
I think.
Chablis.
I've got a suspicion. Sad premonition that I'm losing control. It's kind of exciting. Your arms are inviting, and I'm losing control. Goodbye to the vows I took. 'Cause I'm rewriting the book, and the feelings I have suppressed are a nest of wild emotion crash. There go my senses, smash, no more defenses, for love is taken its toll. Senses smash, no more defenses, for love.
Well, here's the big word for today, friends. Let's not have an oyster revolt.
Bing, before we sign off, I think we should salute the first man ever to eat an oyster.
Yes, whoever he was. He was a brave soul.
He was fearless.
That's what Jonathan Swift, the 16th century satirist, said. He was a bold man that first eat an oyster.
He was a bold man that first eat an oyster. Yea, verily.
It took courage, sure enough.
Took wine, too.
Figure he was loaded, huh?
Fortified. Just reasonably fortified.
If that first oyster had been treated with ultraviolet rays, it never would have been eaten.
Well, with no wine, Rosie, the fella, I don't care how brave, he'd have just let that oyster lie there.
So we close our little discussion about the silent and self-contained, the solitary oyster.
Oh, they'd stay right in their shells if we'd let them alone.
Now, Bing, how about finishing things off musically?
You want me to apply the coup de grace?
Oui, monsieur.
Eh bien, entendu.
I'll never forget the moment we kissed the night of the hayride. The way that we hugged to try to keep warm while taking a sleigh ride. Magic moments, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments, when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love. Telephone call that tied up the line for hours and hours. The Saturday dance, I got up the nerve to send you some flowers. Sheer magic, occult interludes, memories we've been sharing. Magic moments when two hearts are caring. Time can't erase the memory of these magic moments filled with love.
We gotta go now, friends.
Let's make a date for tomorrow, though, shall we, folks?
See you then.
Bing Crosby and Rosemary Clooney with Buddy Calls Music. They be heard over these same stations each weekday, Monday through Friday. This is Ken Carpenter inviting you to join us again tomorrow.